podcast for witches, intersectional feminists, and Wiccans alike, with a focus on current events, witchcraft, paganism, and life as a person of color, aka my day-to-day life. Before we get started, just some basic housekeeping. If I research something or have done research, it will be cited on the blog post with a corresponding title. I will be using the terms Wiccan, pagan, and witch interchangeably, but only in reference to myself because I identify with all of these titles. This does not imply that they are the same thing. And I love being able to make my podcast and blog for you all, but this podcast will sometimes contain ads to help me pay for necessities in college. If you would like to support me and my work and minimize the need for ads, please go to anchor.fm/wiccantations and hit the support button. Starting at as little as 99 cents per month, you can subscribe and help me financially. Any donations are greatly appreciated. Thank you. This is a Witch Behind the Brew episode. That means that I will be talking about my personal life and experiences.
It's been a while. It's been about a month now. I honestly don't know what to tell you. Like, right now, I'm going through the college process, muddling my way through that. I'm almost done with picking a school, but I do know what city, so New Orleans, here I come. Down south, place I didn't expect that I would be going, but you know, the universe does what it wants to do. But yeah, I'm so sorry. It's been hectic. Like, literally this week is prom week and I've had no time to do research. I was supposed to do why can't I remember anything right now? Y'all are just like, I'm so sorry. I'm a mess. I'm a mess, I'm a loser, I'm a hater, I'm so sorry. Okay, I was supposed to do an Asara episode, and that was supposed to release the day of Asara, but I was in Atlanta, I had literally lost my voice that week, so, like, for the past 2 weeks, I've just not been able to talk. I went on, like, a trip to Atlanta to do, like, a 5-day singing tour. And I did so much singing, and I put, like, I guess I overworked myself that, like, by day 3, I was just done. It's like, I couldn't talk, I couldn't do anything, like, I had to be on vocal rest. Like, when I wanted to talk to my friends, I literally had to, like, pull out my phone, go on the notes app, type it into my notes, and then show it to them to be able to actually have, like, a two-way conversation outside of head shaking, because I just couldn't talk. And so this week it's just been back to school, you know, prom prep, which is very exciting. Maybe I'll post a prom picture, we'll see. It's just been a mess, honestly. It's been a hot mess, but that's okay, because I'm human and y'all know that I'm human, and if you expect anything less of me, you can leave. Feel free to exit stage left. But recently, one of you guys, my lovely listeners, hi, I love you guys, messaged me, sorry, I just had, like, brain freeze, messaged me through Instagram. So, hi, you know who you are. And you said, and I quote, "I'd love to hear you talk about how you got into Wicca and paganism and some of the most valuable things you learned about the craft." How did I get into this? Okay, let's start from the very beginning. Like, for the longest time, as a kid, I've just very much been into fantasy and magic and things that aren't, you know, as concrete and as settled in the real world. So Harry Potter was a great favorite of mine. I used to love things like, totally dating myself right now, and I say that in terms of, like, I'm so young rather than, like, oh my gosh, I'm old. Kind of dating myself, but I used to watch a lot of, sorry, you're about to hear my microwave. Okay, we're done. I used to watch a lot of, like, Winx Club. I was very into that. Powerpuff Girls, that was also huge with me. Like, I like the idea of being able to, like, have powers and kind of, like, have this, like, sort of personal responsibility. I watched it. I don't remember how I ended up watching it. I don't know when I watched it, but, like, I was really into She-Ra at some point. Like, not the newer one, of course, but the original She-Ra. Like, and He-Man. So that was also something that was really big with me at a point. Like, I don't know. I was kind of just always into, like, the magic of things and fantasy and that kind of stuff. So that really shaped my childhood. And then I kind of carried that, how would I describe it? Like, that love of imagination, I would say, with me into my teen years and, like, middle school and high school and everything like that. So kind of I still drew a lot. I wrote a lot, very into the arts. So kind of just the idea that, like, you, not everything is limited by the boundaries of what society provides for you, if that makes sense. So, like, you kind of have the ability to, I don't know, to just, like, change your circumstances based on what you can come up with. So you're really not just, like, set in stone because of what's happening around you. Like, you have the opportunity to shape your life. And I always liked that idea and, like, being able to use my imagination. How I got into Wicca specifically. Also, it's been really funny because, like, as I've been going on this journey, I kind of have been, like, thinking back to all these things I used to do in my childhood. And it's just, like, little indicators. I was like, man, I was really into witchcraft as a kid. And that's always been kind of cool. Like, I always wanted to dress up as a witch for Halloween. One moment. There we go. Sorry. My headphones got tangled. I used to always want to dress up as a witch for Halloween. Like, I love Charmed. Like, I loved all these different things that were related. Like, you would consider witchy. I used to love, like, things to do with the stars, and I used to, like, take a lot of pleasure in going and finding the newspaper and reading my horoscope, no matter how stupid I thought it was, because, not gonna lie, horoscopes are not stupid. Newspaper horoscopes, at least where I live, are kind of dumb. They're all just, like, I sit there and I read them, and then I wonder why I'm into this. I tend to prefer to read horoscope stuff from, newspaper-ish sources, because then that tends to be better for me and I can, like, actually connect to it and relate to it, and I think it's just more accurate in general. How I got into Wicca. Sorry, I got sidetracked. How I got into Wicca was that I had kind of known about it. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Sorry. You're just getting all my sounds today. Let's see if I can mute this for a quick second. Okay, sorry. There's, like, a weird smell in my house. And I'm, like, trying to multitask while doing this podcast episode. So, just if... Feel free to DM me and tell me to chill out with that on Instagram. I won't get mad at you, I promise. Yeah, how I got into Wicca. It's just, like, weird. It's hard to explain. It kind of found me, you know. I was talking about religion with my close friend. They're gender fluid, so I may, like, switch pronouns between he and she, just so you know. So I'm still talking about the same person. It's just different. It just depends on my mood. I tend to default to the he, but yeah, it's whatever, you know. But yeah, so a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, like, we ended up talking about religion, and their, like, personal history is rather convoluted, but it's a little weird. One thing I've picked up is that, like, I kind of tend to default to they. It's just, like, a general neutral pronoun that I use for everyone, which isn't bad per se. It's just different. And so I have to, like, get myself to, hilariously enough, I have to get myself to not use the gender neutral pronoun and to use gendered pronouns, which I think is very, very ironic and very funny. But, yeah, we were talking about religion, and then he had mentioned that, like, oh, hey, I identify as, like, Gardnerian Wiccan. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, well, it's this faith where, first and foremost, it's very, like, free-forming. There's no, like, central church or anything like that. So you can find a group of people to practice with. But you could also do it on your own if you wanted to. And I was like, that's cool. Keep going. Keep talking. And then he kind of expanded and was like, okay, so the idea is that you generally have some, believe in some sort of higher power in nature. It tends to be, specifically in my branch of Wicca, it tends to be like a god and a goddess figure. Depending on who you are, you can call it different things. But kind of just the idea that like something to represent the masculine energy, something to represent the energy, you know, feminine energy, and all of these things cycle back to just like generally a reverence of nature and like the natural forces of the universe. And then I was shell-shocked because I was like, okay, this is literally how I think about life. Like, I don't want to say I believe in fate. I feel like that's too definitive, but I also don't want to say that every single thing in someone's life is purely up to what they do. It's like what I believe is some combination of the two. Like, I think your actions definitely can change your position in life, but I also think certain things, because they are based off of other people and outside factors, you can have like a butterfly effect kind of thing. Like, let's say, I don't know, I'm pulling out random names now. So, for example, like, let's say Jason's mom is late to work. Because Jason's mom is late to work, she misses Annie's call. And because Jason's mom doesn't pick up Annie's call, Annie decides to look at her phone as she's like, no, Annie decides to text Harold. And because Annie decided to text Harold, Harold looks at his phone while he's driving and ends up in a car crash, right? And now because Harold's in a car crash, his son Trevor is now doesn't have a dad, and he didn't have, and Harold was a single dad, so now Trevor doesn't have a parent. And years later down the road, turns out that like Trevor is your child's significant other. I don't know, but like something like that, where it's like the smallest thing can create such a big change. Or like, let's say because Trevor no longer has a father figure, he becomes, I don't know, obsessed with, like, world domination. Or something along those lines, where it's, like, these little chain of events, can, like, the butterfly effect, where you hear, like, a butterfly can flap its wings in North America and create a tsunami in, like, China. So something very, very small, a small action can create a big change somewhere else, either in your life or in someone else's life, just in the general world. So kind of that kind of ripple effect is definitely something that I believe in. And you know, just like the idea, so not like a totally, like, I don't know how to explain it. So it's not like completely like the universe controls everything that's happening to you kind of basis, but it's also not completely like everything that's happening in your life is a product of what you're doing. So it's somewhere in between. And Wicca and paganism line up with that, which makes me really happy. And then it's like, I also do believe in, I believe in karma and I believe in reincarnation. I believe in karma. I have to read up more on the original Hindu beliefs of karma, but I do believe in karma and that like the energy you put out in the world will be returned back to you. I don't necessarily believe in the threefold law. Specifically in that, like, oh, let's say if you put in one good positive energy point, you're going to get back three positive energy points type of thing. Or it's going to be, like, whatever good thing you were intending to receive has now been multiplied by three. Like, I don't necessarily believe that specifically. But I do believe the idea that, like, the energy you get back based off what you put out is not up to you. So, like, if I don't know. Give a homeless man, I don't like that example. Let's say I'm down on my last dollar. I'm broke like I am right now. And I was like, you know what? Let me just like donate this dollar to this social justice worker that I love just because I can. And like, it's so little and it does it, but it still carries a lot of weight and it's helpful. And let me do my part. And then the next day I win the lottery. Or it could just be that, like, hey, I give this person $1 and some random friend, and then I find a dollar on the floor on the train. And it's like, in the same thing, I believe the same thing can happen in the negative, and that, like, you could, I don't know, I don't want to kick a puppy. Let's not use kick a puppies. You could, like, litter. You could litter, and then a tree falls on your house. But it could also just be that, like, you could litter, and then you just, like, lose a paper, and the next day you lose a piece of paper that you were hoping to keep. So it's like, it can be even, it can be one greater than the other. You can put something really big into the universe and get something small back. It's not really set in stone. I don't know. I kind of have, like, this is something that's easier to answer for me if y'all have more, like, specific questions, because then I can address that specific point. Because now I'm, like, trying to run through my mental philosophies, and this really isn't something that I think that hard on that often outside of, like, certain points in time. So I'm perfectly willing to talk about it. Don't get that twisted. I invite all and any and all questions. Please email me, DM me on Instagram, like, go for it. Ask me anything. ooh. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's what I have on my philosophy for right now. What was the question again? how I got into Wiccan and Paganism. Yeah, I think I covered that. My friend introduced me, and then like from there I did more research myself and started like looking things up more myself, and then I just like kind of got into it. One of the most valuable things I've learned in the craft, I would say that one of the most valuable things I've learned is the power of manifestation, and not in the way you think. The way I approach my craft is not in the literal sense that, like, if I do perform this spell or if I perform this ritual, this is what will happen kind of sense, where I don't think it's like a direct line from point A to point B. But I do believe in the idea of, like, you know, like, what do they call those? Like, those positive mantras kind of thing. Or, like, it's like power poses. There we go. It's like power poses. Like, is there a literal, like, direct connection to, like, your confidence and power posing? And in the most, most literal terms of that, in terms of, like, I do a power pose and now I'm 10 times more confident? No, there isn't. But, like, it's psychologically, it's beneficial for you to enter that power pose, because you are giving yourself the tools and the space to feel more confident. So it's like the power of suggestion, you know, just like, because you believe in something, that gets you at least part of or all the way there. So it's like, when I do rituals and stuff, it's not that I think that, like, yes, this is exactly what will happen. It's more like, I'm putting my intentions out there, and I'm putting, like, weight behind my intentions. And because of that, I think that, like, my chances of this happening are a little bit higher, or at bare minimum, it makes me feel a little bit better. So, like, if I'm nervous about something, like I am right now, then I'll, let's say, do a ritual or I do a spell or something, then it's, like, it's not necessarily, like, I do hope and I'd like to believe that, like, when I do that spell, that does mean it will come true. But for the most part, the way I do it, it's more for me. It's for me to feel like I've done something to change my mindset. Because personally, positive affirmations, that's what they're called. I'm so sorry, that tangents. My brain is literally like a train map. I'm a mess. but yeah, you know, like for me personally, meditation specifically, in terms of like you do a guided meditation where it's like sit, breathe deeply, let the lights flow through you kind of thing. For the most part, with the exception of like certain specific ones, I feel dumb when I do meditation, and I feel dumb when I power pose, and I feel dumb when I do positive affirmations, okay? This is in full honesty. Like, I just don't, I feel personally, I'm not saying that they don't work and I'm not saying that you should not do it, but for me and for my experiences and for who I am as a person, I feel ridiculous when I like do a power pose or when I do try to do like positive affirmations to myself in the mirror. Like I feel like I'm just faking myself out. So this is my version of those positive affirmations that actually feels effective to me and makes me feel like I'm actually doing something. It's like the idea that like because I'm not aiming it at myself, it's easier for me to receive. Like the same way, like if you think about like, if you ever have to do one of those like, hey, tell me about yourself kind of things, and then your mind goes like blank because you're like, I don't know what I want to talk about. But then someone may ask you like, okay, tell me about this issue that you're passionate about, and you're able to go into like a 5-page essay. And so it's kind of that idea, like either both in both scenarios, you're still talking about yourself and you're talking about what you're due. But like in the like, hey, tell me about yourself scenario, because it's like you're focusing on yourself and you personally, it's suddenly 10 times harder versus when you're focusing on like the effect of what you do or you're focusing your intention somewhere on your else. Like with the example of like, tell me about something you're passionate about. Because it's like you're not talking about like, hey, this is me. You're talking about like, hey, this is this thing that I love to do. So it feels a little more disconnected, and that disconnect brings a level of confidence that isn't there before. I think I explained that pretty well, actually. That wasn't too bad. I really didn't think I was going to be able to explain that successfully. But yeah, you know, that's kind of how I live my life. Yeah, sorry. The point of the question was, what do I value most? And that value is manifestation. Just the ability to, like, take my emotions and channel that and feel like I'm channeling that into a positive place and something that will actually like be able to put into effect and move forward and that kind of thing. So that's really, really nice for me. Anything else I want to talk about for this? Yeah, you know, for you beginners out there, hi, I'm a beginner too. Like I've technically in the most technically I've been doing this for about 2 years and 3 months. No, not 2 years. Not 2 years. Take that back. I've been doing this for 1 year and 3 months, give or take, in the most literal sense. But I've been taking it more seriously since I restarted this podcast. So for those of you who aren't familiar, I had started it like last year. But then my episodes were so sporadic and I just like could not get it. And I started it in the summertime too. So I knew I was home and had time to do like research and everything, but my episodes were so sporadic and I just like could not get it together that like the new year came and I was like, I want to try this again and I want to put the work in and we're going to do it again. So that's what I did, you know. I did it again. I started again. My track record right now, it's not the best, but I'm significantly more consistent than I was before. Like when I get off the train, I get back on it. So also, please, I will try to sneak in an Astara episode depending on how next week goes. We'll see. I make no promises, but I will try. So I hopefully I can get that in and maybe I can do like one more, like a tarot Astara themed episode to combine that, or maybe just like a tarot reflection on my prom. That would be cool. So I'll do that and maybe try to get those both out next week. So it may be, depending on how it goes and depending on how I'm feeling, it will be anywhere between 1 to 3 episodes dropping next week. Also, Anchor has this beautiful, the app I use to record the podcast, Anchor has this beautiful new feature where I can schedule my episodes to come out. So, I don't have to go in and find the app and make sure and set like an alarm on my phone. So that might help me with being a bit more consistent with time. So then I think, if you have any like personal preferences as to when you would want it to come out, like email me, find me, DM me on Instagram or comment on one of my posts and let me know. But I feel like Fridays at 8 p.m. is like a good time. So like you have the weekend, so it's like not like during the work week, but it's also like not in the middle of the weekend when you're distracted already. So I feel like Fridays at 8 is a good time for them to draw. So I think that's the idea of what I'm going to schedule. If I do get a chance to record more than one episode next week, then I'll probably have like one of them drop in the middle of the week on like Wednesday or something, and the other one on Friday. I'll work it out. We'll see how it goes. Also, I'm going to try to do a blog again for like the third time. Third time's a charm and all that, you know? But what I'm doing this differently is I'm doing it through Patreon, which if you don't know is a service for like artists and creatives to be able to like give people different types of access to either like exclusive merch or like insight into their process in exchange for like a subscription based. I mean, you can technically like cancel it after one day, but it is a subscription based service, you know. So what I hope to do is like to basically do the main blogging part of it, just like as free, so you don't have to like have an account and you don't have to like subscribe or anything to be able to see it. So that'll like go through, and then if I have, I think anywhere between like $1 and $20 tiers, so you have your choice, and different tiers come with different features. What was I saying? Sorry. Yeah, different tiers come with different features. So, like, beginner tier, it's just, like, hey, you get early access to things. You get early access to, like, a recording on my podcast or something like that. And I have, like, a middle tier where it's, like, I'll do a tarot reading for you. I think early access is, like, a one-time tarot reading. I think either the $5 or the $10 one starts, like, okay, you can get it, like, once a month. And, yeah, so different features and that kind of thing as you go up in the tiers. So, you know, you're under no obligation to do it, but if you can, anything would be greatly appreciated. I really appreciate it, you guys. So, yeah, I'll be doing that through Patreon, and hopefully I will actually be successful in keeping it up, because Patreon is also definitely more friendly interface than, like, because I don't have a laptop right now. I use, like, an iPad Pro as my laptop, so things like Wix and WordPress have, like, really annoying interfaces when they show up on my iPad. And it drives me nuts. So the idea of having something that actually has like a nice user-friendly interface on the mobile platform for creators is great. So yeah, that'll go well. Hopefully that'll go well. And then my username on there is the same as it is here. It's Wiccantations. And I think I've covered all I wanted to cover for this episode. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you to you loyal followers. I have now reached a total of, I think, 5,600 listens, which is freaking fantastic. It's amazing. I didn't think this journey has been, like, really, really hard for me, but I've really loved it, and it's been very, very fulfilling for me personally. So, like, the fact that so many, I mean, most of that's, it's listens, not, like, followers, but that's okay. So the fact that, like, so many of you are really into this actually, like, means a lot to me, and the fact that, like, some of y'all, a decent number of y'all, are, like, repeat listeners, like, you're on the lookout for my podcast, y'all have been crying a little, wow, really means a lot to me, and I really, really appreciate it, and I just want to make sure that y'all know that, because it means a lot, like, it carries a lot of weight for me, like, it's part of what's kept me, like, coming back to keep creating these episodes is the fact that it's, like, I'm not just doing this for me anymore. I'm now doing it for y'all, too, and I really, really love that. I love that feeling. So, yeah. Actually, no, maybe I'll do 3 episodes. Like, I'll do, like, a prom recap. I'll do a tarot episode, and then I'll try to catch up on the Astara. I'm still trying to figure out whether I'll do the tarot. Actually, if I'm going to do a prom recap episode, I'll do the tarot episode surrounding the Astara. As you can see, I'm literally working things out with y'all on this line. I said as if I'm talking into a phone. I'm talking into a microphone connected to my iPad. This is not a phone line. Okay, I'm a little tired. I'm a little delirious. All I've had today is a cup of coffee and 2 ice cream bars. And I'm functioning on 4 hours of sleep, so I will probably not remember anything of what I said tomorrow, although it will all be accurate. Anyways, please excuse my rambling. But yeah, you know, I just thank you guys. I really, really appreciate it. Like, I appreciate it a lot. All right, that's all. So merry met, merry part, and blessed be to all of you.
Feel free to contact me by email at wiccantations@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at the handle wiccantations. That is spelled WICCANTATIONS. If you'd like to learn more about my opinion on these topics, please visit my blog. The link is in the bio. I am doing bi-monthly anonymous tarot readings. If you would like to submit a question, please email me, DM me, or contact me through my blog with anonymous tarot reading in the subject line. If you would like to guarantee a tarot reading by paying for one, feel free to contact me for more information.